الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما روي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى يؤذيني ابن آدم يسب الدهر وأنا الدهر أقلب الليل والنهار وفي رواية لا تسب الدهر فإن الله هو الدهر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, we have just completed a solar year, the year of 2016, and the new year has started a few days ago. And one of the biggest things that we get to hear from people is that 2016 was a terrible year for us. And without a doubt, there were very many challenging events that took place in the year. What went on in Syria, what happened in Burma, the results of the election, and so many other things that took place that really made it feel like that it was a very, very difficult year for us, in addition to many known personalities and scholars and pious people leaving this world and meeting their creator. All of these things added up made it feel like it was a very difficult and tough year for all of us. And that is why, obviously, people use this kind of terminology. But the reality is that the controller of affairs is not the time. It is nothing to do with a particular year or a particular month or any particular era of time, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the controller and the disposer of all the affairs. And that is why in a hadith Qudsi that I've just mentioned in front of you, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, "Yu'dhini ibn Adam," the son of Adam harms me. Meaning that it is not a harm in a physical sense or in any other sense, because nobody can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what it means is that Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, is doing something wrong by saying this. What does the Ibn Adam do? What does the son of Adam do? يَسُبُّ الدَّهَر. He curses the time. وَأَنَا الدَّهَر. I am the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares about Himself that I am the time. أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَار. I control the night and the day. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Himself as the time, it means that whatever happens in any space or time, then that is done and controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not anything to do with the time itself. So what does that mean? What that means is that we need to, rather than focus on the time, we need to focus on why these kinds of challenges and why these kinds of events occur in the first place, and how we can ask for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that these kinds of challenges, they do not occur, or if they occur, they are much easier for us to bear. So what should we do? First of all, we need to make sure that we are optimistic and we do not become pessimistic in the face of these situations. If we look at the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we see time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing us and telling us to maintain a positive sense and to remain optimistic. And we look at the Quran and the word huzn. Huzn in Arabic, it means to be worried, to be grieving and so on. So this huzn, it is mentioned in the Quran approximately 42 times. In all of those times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this word in a negative sense. For example, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not be afraid and do not basically become weak and do not become worried. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be at the forefront and superior if you are indeed believers. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not have any fear and they will not have any kind of worry. So again and again, we look at this word huzn, this word worry, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always uses the no or negative terminology related to it. There are a few places in which there is no negativity associated with the word, and those few places are in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, when he got lost, when his brothers basically left him in a well, and the father was grieving for him and he was worried for him. So in that sense, when the grief and the worry of the father is being described, then it shows him to be worried and it shows him to be grieving. So from that perspective, a father who loses his beloved son and doesn't know where he is and doesn't get closure, he doesn't find a body, he doesn't know where he is. So in that sense, it is almost justified for a father to be worried. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use the word huzn negatively in that connotation. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Fir'aun when he picked up Moses, Musa alayhi salam, from the basket, from the river, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمَ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. The family of Fir'aun picked him up so that he could become an enemy for them and a means of grief for them. And obviously, this did occur in the future. Musa alayhi salam became the means of the destruction of Fir'aun. He drowned and he did not accept the message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and because of that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became a source of grief for him. So in that connotation, obviously, this occurred. And then there's one there's another verse in the Quran referring to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. We know that the attitude of the disbelievers towards you, O Prophet of Allah, is worrying you. So the Prophet ﷺ, he has the natural tendency to also be worried. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles him by revealing these verses, that this verse and the following verses basically tell him to calm down and to make him understand that this same attitude happened with all of the rest of the prophets that came. Every single prophet met with challenges. Every prophet met with disbelief. Every kind of prophet met with rejection from his people. So, O Prophet of Allah, you should also have sabr and be patient like the other prophets had. So the word huzn, the summary is that whenever we have the word huzn in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in a negative sense and not in a positive sense. So that means that we should also not adhere to having this negativity in our lives. We should try to get rid of any kind of negativity and pessimism. Rather, we should focus on a positive thing. So what are the things that we can do so that we can become better mentally, and we can try to avert these kinds of tragedies and problems from happening? Firstly, we need to understand that not every negative thing is bad for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe on the face of something you dislike it, but maybe that thing is better for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe you like something and that is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you do not know. So sometimes we need to just leave things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did this event happen? Why did such and such a person get elected? We do not know what the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind that. So maybe you dislike something and that thing is better for you. And maybe you like something and that thing is bad for you. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So again, whatever happened has happened, and we leave the decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the decision of Allah, and we should not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this thing. Our focus should be on changing ourselves and making sure that our deeds are not the reason that we are the recipients of challenges and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't change the people, that change the situation of the people, until they change what is with them. Meaning the people need to change themselves. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our belief. We need to increase our iman. We need to increase our a'mal. We need to increase our presence in the masjid. We need to stay away from ma'asi and sin. We need to focus our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah will change the situation that is with us. We can consistently and continuously complain that we are going through difficulty, we are having a hard time, and we have this problem and that problem. But until and unless we change ourselves according to what this verse says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change our situation. And the verse actually goes on to say something very powerful. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants or intends for any people to have any kind of difficulty, there is no rejecting it. There is no returning it. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِنْ وَالٍ. And there is nobody who can protect them other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So, from this ayah we learn that we need to make sure that rather than focusing on the exterior and focusing on what is going on and the negativity around us, we need to reflect upon ourselves that what situation do I have with my Creator? And what relationship do I have with my Creator? How is the situation in my community? Is my community close to Allah or is it far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the things that we need to think about when we think about this verse. We need to also focus on istighfar. Istighfar is basically seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times a day or more. According to another riwayah, 100 times a day. And he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, why do you need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while your previous and future sins have been forgiven, meaning you have not committed any sins, so why make istighfar? So he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Should I not be a grateful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam could make istighfar, then why should we not make it a focus of our lives to avert these kinds of challenges? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. O Prophet of Allah, Allah will not send down a punishment upon the people until you are amongst them, while you are amongst them. And He will not punish them while they are making istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this very clear verse telling us that istighfar actually averts the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gets rid of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It removes the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from coming. So this was actually revealed about the kuffar of Quraysh, the disbelievers of Quraysh, that they used to make tawaf around the Kaaba, and they used to, while they were making tawaf, they used to ask Allah for forgiveness. So even though they were committing shirk, and they were doing all kinds of wrong things of disbelief, but because of the fact that they were making istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down the punishment upon them. So as believers, should we not believe in the power of istighfar? We should make it a constant part of our lives and set a minimum of istighfar that we are doing daily, maybe 100 times, maybe 50 times. Just sit down and make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness and think of the sins that we commit night and day while He is being merciful towards us and He is not taking away any of our blessings. He continues to shower us with His blessings and His sustenance, and yet we continue to disobey Him. That is the kind of attitude that we should have when we are seeking His forgiveness. We look at the story of Noah, and how he taught his people to seek forgiveness. And he said that this forgiveness is not simply seeking forgiveness for the sake of forgiveness, but it also has a profound effect on one's life. Nuh alayhi salam says about himself in the chapter called Nuh or Noah, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. I told the people that seek the forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, He is oft forgiving. He will send down, as a result of your istighfar, as a result of your seeking forgiveness, He is going to send down rainfall. And He is going to help you with wealth and children. And He is going to make gardens for you. And He is going to make rivers for you. Meaning that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sustenance and the rainfall and the crops and the harvest and the fruits and our businesses and our money and our wealth, all of it is related to making istighfar. The more we make istighfar, the more we will get these blessings. It is not an issue of simply just seeking forgiveness. The effect of istighfar is much more and more broader than that. So we should make it a habit of our lives that we constantly, inshallah, make istighfar. Also, part of averting these kinds of challenges from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we need to make sure that we are making what's known as Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. meaning ordering people to do good and forbidding them from evil. And this is, seemingly, it's very easy to say. But when that evil is going on around us, and it's done by people that are close to us, it becomes very difficult for us to challenge those who are nearest and dearest to us and tell them to stop what they're doing. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people of faith, O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from the hellfire. Meaning that when my family is doing something wrong, when my family is being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when my family is not praying, when my family is doing things which is completely against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I am the one responsible for guiding them and telling them what is right and what is wrong. It is not the responsibility of the local imam or a group in the masjid or the youth director in the masjid. It is first and foremost our responsibility. That is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي. All of you are shepherds, all of you are guardians, and each one of you will be questioned about your subordinates, your flock, the people that are under you. So each and every person who has been given any type of responsibility, a father, a husband, you know, or even the leader of the community, the imam, each one has his own responsibility, and each one will be questioned about that responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So we should make sure that we are engaging in Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith, which is narrated, collected in Tirmidhi, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِهِ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Most certainly, you should make Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. Most certainly, you should make Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. You should order people to do good and forbid them from evil. Or the time is very close. La yushika, yushiku, it means that something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. The time is very close that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends a punishment upon you and from Himself. And then you make dua, and the dua is not accepted. And according to another hadith, it is mentioned that in the same kind of context that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send leaders upon you that will be oppressive. And when they engage in this oppression, and then you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your du'as will not be accepted. So we often ask this question, why do we get this kind of leadership? These dictators that are brutal, and these people that imprison people for no reason, and they give their countries and the people in their countries a hard time and a difficult time, political prisoners, and punishment and torture and killing. Why does this happen? It is quite possible that the reason behind it is the fact that we have neglected our responsibility of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, commanding people to do good and forbidding them from evil. So basically, we're running out of time, but the focus for ourselves should be that first and foremost, we should never be negative about any place or time. The focus should be on ourselves and on our a'mal, on our deeds. What are we doing? What our deeds are displaying? Are we being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That should be our focus. And when we try to correct ourselves, we will see that the situations around us, inshallah, they will correct themselves. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what is being said and heard. Just a reminder for everyone that the Friday collection has been very minimal in the past few weeks. And we've mentioned this so many times that the Friday collection, it covers the day-to-day expenses of the masjid. That means the bills, the salaries of the employees and so on, they are all covered by this particular collection. And we are short every single week, whereas by 50%, maybe you can say, is being collected, 50% is not being collected, and it got to a point, I believe, this month, that we do not have enough to even cover the bills. And we request some people to just give a minimal amount of $20 per week. If not 20, then 10. If not 10, then 5. But put something in the donation box. We do not have tithing like we do in the churches outside, right? Where you give a portion of your salary to become a member of the particular church. You have to give actually a percentage of your salary. If you want to be a member of a church, you have to give a percentage of your salary to become a member of a particular church. So we don't have that. We only rely upon these donations that are voluntary. And we, as Muslims, we believe that any donation, any charity we give will be a form of protection for us. It's an investment for us in the hereafter. So please do make a point of bringing $20, $10, $5, something that you can put in the box, inshallah, for charity. And inshallah, this will become an investment for you in the hereafter. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي صومال وفي العالم كله واجعلنا من الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك حقا ولا يخافون فيك لومة لائم آمين يا رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة. Is God here? Scott here. Can you move to the front? Can you let him come to the front?
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. Just like to request everyone to stay for 5 minutes. Scott is visiting us from a neighboring church.